And as someone from flyover country, I have to say I despise that term. But speaking of flying, the Washington Post reporting today that D.C. locals can't decide what to call their home airport 17 years after it was renamed for President Ronald Reagan. Many Democrats there refuse to call it Reagan. Some people only say National, the old name, and a few just use the airport code, DCA. Speaking of which, where do those codes come from? Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd has that story.
When I was a boy, my mother worked in the sky. She was a flight attendant. Each month, she brought home a new paper booklet, a schedule that listed every Southwest Airlines flight. The map on the back was a spaghetti bowl of intersecting lines, a short hop from PHX to LAX. In the Midwest, it was MDW straight to STL, and DAL nonstop to LBB. Who knew the flight from Dallas Love Field to Lubbock, Texas could be so exciting? There was a promise of adventure in every one of those little letters, and I memorized as many as I could. So let's start with a little quiz, shall we? How's that sound?
Oh, gosh.
Oh, boy.
Meet Lynn Fisher and Nick Crone, two web designers who love airport codes as much as I do.
Oh, man. I should have studied before we came here.
They launched a website in March that links hundreds of those three-letter pairs with a pretty picture and a story from the airport. So, MCO.
MCO is Orlando.
According to their website, Orlando International Airport was once a military airfield known as McCoy Air Force Base. The name honors Colonel Michael Norman Wright McCoy, and an airport code was born.
There's a lot of people that airports are named after where codes come from, or the like previous names of cities, like Mumbai's airport is BOM for Bombay, which was the previous English version of the name Mumbai. And so, yeah, it's something that people see when you travel, but you don't really think much of it. And when you find out the code, you do learn a little bit about the city and the airport's history.
The New Orleans airport, its code is MSY.
Again, Nick Crone.
And that comes from an early aviator, John Moisant. It's kind of interesting because he ended up crashing in this empty field like early on, which later actually became some stockyards. And then the name Moisant Stockyards, because of the field that he crashed in, kind of stuck there. And when the airport was later built on that space, it went with the code MSY.
I like the ones that create new words or full words. So, as an example, SUX.
Wait, what?
S-U-X for Sioux City, Iowa.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, and a fun story about that is they actually petitioned to have their airport code changed twice. And they were given alternatives, and they didn't really love them. One of them was GAY, G-A-Y. Mm. So they weren't, because there's not very many left, they didn't have a lot of good alternatives. So they ended up really embracing it, and now their slogan is Fly Sucks.
Lynn and Nick say they found a lot of these little history lessons in their research, but there are still a lot of unanswered questions. Like this one, YYZ.
Yeah, so that's Toronto.
But why do so many Canadian codes start with Y? Vancouver is YVR. Ottawa, YOW. When Lynn called around a Canadian airport, she said most of them didn't really know for sure where the Y came from.
The one story that keeps coming back is that the Y stands for yes, it has a weather station.
That didn't exactly sound like confirmation, so I made a call.
Good morning, IATA.
Hey, Perry, it's Peter O'Dowd.
Yeah, hi.
Perry Flint is a spokesman for the International Air Transport Association, the group responsible for assigning airport codes around the world. He checked around for a few days and came back with something of an answer.
This goes back to the pre-war years and the use of navigation beacons, and that was that Canadian locations were given codes beginning with the letter Y. And basically, that's a tradition that stuck.
I think that's code for there is no good reason.
Perhaps way back then there was some reason, but if there is, it's lost in the mysteries of time.
So we may never know the why behind the why, and that's almost enough to drain the enthusiasm out of the 12-year-old me who daydreamed in three-letter codes. Almost. For Here and Now, I'm P.O.D., Peter O'Dowd.
All right, P.O.D., stay there just a minute longer. Yep. First of all, I just looked up Fly, F-L-Y. That's Findlay Airport in Australia. Lucky them. Last month, I spoke with Carolyn Hopkins, the voice of airports around the world, and I got her to say this.
Welcome to Jeremy Hobson International Airport.
What's the code?
Is that an airport? I have no
idea.
Maybe.
One day it will be.
It's probably in the middle of nowhere. You can go to that website, airportcod.s. Maybe you'll find it. I doubt it.
You're listening to Here and Now.